For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Marchers in Harrisonburg mark International Women's Day. The General Assembly adjourns its regular session also on Saturday, and now the clock is ticking to agree on a budget before July 1st. One point of agreement, a new law that could actually raise your electric bill. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 12th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The second annual International Women's Day March in Harrisonburg took place on Saturday. WMRA's Calvin Pinn reports.
Colorful flags and garments held up against a drab sky Saturday morning as a crowd marched downtown to celebrate International Women's Day. Faculty and students from Harrisonburg High School, including those in the school's Black Student Union, also participated. This was senior Irene Kambari's second year marching, representing the Kurdish community.
We want to be able to see a change, not like just keep continuing like to fight for our rights and like not get any, you know?
Press for Progress was this year's theme, pushing for communities to include women of diverse backgrounds and nationalities in decision-making processes. It's a move Harrisonburg Mayor Dina Reed called for in her speech at Court Square Saturday morning.
Ladies, we make up 52% of our city's population. We are the majority, and we are still underrepresented in leadership. Our leadership must become a true reflection, a mirror of the people we serve.
Other speakers touched on topics related to gender parity, including the wage gap, as well as women immigrants protected under DACA and TPS. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.
Virginia's General Assembly adjourned over the weekend without a state budget. Governor Ralph Northam says he expects to call a special session and get lawmakers back in town within a few weeks. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
The budget impasse isn't between Republicans and Democrats, but between Virginia's House and Senate. The two bodies can't agree on whether to expand the health insurance program for the poor. Northam says he's optimistic time away from Richmond can help change some minds.
I think it's good for everybody to get home with their families for a few days, maybe a week or two, and then I will decide when I want to reconvene. But the sooner we do it, the better.
In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Republican Tommy Normand says his caucus is still unified against Medicaid expansion. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Governor Northam has approved legislation that could lead to substantial new additions to most Virginians' electric bills while making it easier for utilities to build renewable energy projects and improve the electric grid. Northam signed into law on Friday legislation that was shepherded through the General Assembly by Dominion Energy, the state's biggest electric monopoly. Dominion has long been the state's most politically influential company, but has increasingly become a punching bag of populist politicians in both parties. Democratic governor signed the bill despite warnings from Attorney General Mark Herring, also a Democrat, that it will allow utilities to continue charging higher than necessary prices. Northam said the final product is much better than what Dominion initially proposed. His office oversaw hasty negotiations earlier this year between utilities, environmental groups, consumer advocates, and others that led to changes in some parts of the legislation but kept much of the original product. And finally, Virginia lawmakers could not find agreement this year on bills that would have banned some cell phone use while driving. The House and Senate had passed measures with different restrictions, but they could not agree on changes as the 2018 session came to an end on Saturday. That means that the current law banning only texting will stay in place. The measure that passed the Senate would have banned all handheld cell phone use behind the wheel. The House version was much narrower. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Monday.